Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Danny Thompson, the boss of the AFL-CIO, and on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Thompson. He is Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be back. Thanks, Sam.
Have to start with the debate last night. Your thoughts?
Unbelievable. The fact that someone running for president wouldn't accept the outcome of the election is frightening. Frightening what can happen as a result of that. And so I just, it's unbelievable.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because this is the topic that's come up in other places this morning. We're taping this the morning after the debate. Is that, you know, other people have challenged the results of the election. They just haven't said, we'll wait and see. He didn't actually say he wasn't going to accept the results of the election if he lost. He just said, I'm going to keep you in suspense. You know, Al Gore challenged. Mm-hmm. Nixon had the opportunity to challenge, but didn't. Right. John Kerry. So it's not unknown. I don't think the whole world of democracy is going to fall apart, but it makes for a great headline.
Well, except that for weeks he's been saying that the election is rigged. And, you know, to rig a national election would be an unbelievable and impossible task. And so if you are preaching that to your supporters, it doesn't matter which side is doing that. And then it culminates with the fact that you say, I don't know if I'm going to accept the results. You're sending a message to people. And I think that's the thing that people are upset about. I mean, you know, there's always been a peaceful transfer of power in this country, and that's what democracy is all about.
British.
Yeah. I mean, to say for weeks that the election is somehow rigged, and then to say you may not accept the results, I think is a bad precedent. I think you have a lot of people out there. You know, politics makes people emotional. Who knows? I just think it's unheard of.
I would have to say, and you represent, especially here in Nevada, a lot of people that are still unemployed from the Great Recession.
Many people.
And even though the governor was talking just the other day that we have gained back all the jobs we lost, but not in your industry, do you fear that there would be enough anger within your industry that people would take to the streets?
Well, let me just say, in the building trades, unemployment is still 40%. And, you know, and so, you know, we just went through a special session where we authorized the construction of a dome stadium in Las Vegas and with the remodeling of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And we supported that wholeheartedly because of that fact. You know, Northern Nevada got Tesla, and, you know, that put a whole lot of people back to work, and it continues to put people back to work and people back in business. Because if you were a contractor during this recession and you're still in business, you're pretty good.
All right, but let me ask you this, though. I mean, this is an important thing. I talk to people in the building trades up here. Mm-hmm. They can't get workers. Why are people from Las Vegas not moving to Northern Nevada to get jobs? Why did they not go to North Dakota to go where the jobs were? Why are they still in Las Vegas? Now, Las Vegas is going to turn around and rapidly with all the growth that's coming, all the things that are currently on the books. But that industry is not one that can be static because it goes up and down. It's boom or bust.
What happened, though, I mean, you think of this, Sam. You went from having the largest privately funded job in the world.
City Center.
Where there were 12,000, at the height, there were 12,000 people working on that one site or associated with that one site, most of them on the site at one time. Then the recession happened. And you went from that to absolutely construction disappearing off of the employment list when you list the categories. And so what happened to those tradesmen? They still had to feed their families, and they left. They went to North Dakota. They went to California. At one time, all the iron workers in Reno were in California.
Right.
And they came back because Tesla needed workers. But the other thing that happened parallel to that was the apprenticeship programs that feed, you know, as the by attrition, these guys get old, retire, you have the apprentices that come up and, you know, create new craftsmen. Those programs dissolved because there was no need for work. I mean, there was no work and there was no need to have apprentices. And so basically you had to start over. And so right now, you know, they're taking on apprentices and they're starting them off and the whole thing's starting back. And the good news is that, you know, in Las Vegas, they got the Faraday Future and we got an agreement on that job. And it's a massive, it's not as big as Tesla, but it's big
huge.
Deal. It's huge. At Chinese car manufacturer. But it wasn't enough, you know, because there's 2 million people down there. And so this stadium and the convention center is really going to change that.
And Genting?
Well, yeah, and I think
City
what
Dreams,
happens...
I mean, that's going to be a huge project. They're talking potentially 7,000 rooms for that project.
What happens, too, with this, I think, it revitalizes. You've got a couple hotels sitting on the Strip that are 90% complete, and they're just sitting there.
Like the Fountain.
I mean, $1 billion of buildings sitting there. I think those get finished.
Okay, so let me ask you about that, because you're the perfect person to ask. The Fountain Blue, does it need to be torn down, or can it be pushed forward from where it is now?
I think it can be pushed forward. I don't think there's any plans to tear it down. I mean, there's a lot of money sitting in that building right there.
Right, but Carl Icahn bought it for a song, $128 million, something like that.
Great deal. It was a great deal.
$4 billion property?
Great. It was a great deal. And that's why I believe that now, you know, you're going to have this increased demand with the stadium and the convention center, because the expansion of the convention center is very significant, not just for Las Vegas, but for everyone.
Okay, but the other question I have about that expansion, and I'm certainly not against either the stadium or the convention center, but they only put in $400 million for that convention center expansion. The expansion is, what, $1.2, $1.4 billion? So where's the rest of that money coming from?
Well, it's going to be associated fees and taxes, but let me tell you about that.
What kind of taxes?
You know, I don't recall exactly where that money's coming
you're
from.
Talking about the additional money, or are you talking about
the additional money? But it slips my mind right at the moment. But let me just talk about that for just a minute. You know, people in Northern Nevada should want that expansion to happen, because if you look at the state's budget, you're looking at the Las Vegas Strip. That's 7 miles of property. In effect, is the state's budget. And you only have to think back to 9/11. You know, the day after 9/11, when nobody could get on an airplane, nobody would get on an airplane, or nor could they, I mean, the state went into immediate fiscal crisis because there weren't heads in any of those beds.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I know where you're going. But you live in Northern Nevada now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really feel that people in Northern Nevada are against Southern Nevada?
I don't feel that at all. No, I don't.
I think that Faraday was pitched as, well, they got Tesla, so therefore we got to get Faraday. I think people in the North are happy that the state is doing well.
I don't think at all. I think the vote at the legislature, though, was an emotional one. And I think because of the people involved that, some of the progressives felt they had to fight it. But look, Sheldon Adelson came up with $650 million. The Al Davis from the Raiders came up with $500 million. That's $1.15 billion. That doesn't happen every day. The opportunity was a good one. But there were a lot of people who opposed it on philosophical grounds.
Only a third or less.
Yeah, because two-thirds, it was right on the number, 28.
Okay, so we don't go into a recession on this program. We're going to take a commercial break. We will be right back.
Okay.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
I fought for my country in Kosovo and Iraq. And I've been a Republican all my life. But I'm the father of three girls. I can't stand hearing Donald Trump call women pigs, dogs, and bimbos. And I sure don't want my daughters hearing it. I want my girls to grow up proud and strong in a nation where they're valued and respected. Donald Trump's America is not the country I fought for. So I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson. He's the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. Let's talk about Question 3. What does Question 3 attempt to do, and why are you against it?
Currently, Nevada has a regulated monopoly when it comes to power, electricity. And Question 3 would amend the Constitution to deregulate and open up a choice only for energy that comes into your home. NV Energy would still be a wires company and would still own the infrastructure, but you would be able to buy energy from whoever you want. The problem with that is this. Every state that has done that, the price of power went up, and not went up a little bit. It went up significantly. California was an absolute disaster, and San Diego County saw increases of 800%. And you only don't believe me. Go to the Department of Energy's website and look what you pay. Right now in Nevada, you pay about 8.8 cents a kilowatt hour. In some of these states, it's 19, 19 and a half, 12, 17. And if you look at the top list, they are all the ones who deregulated. And so deregulating this monopoly doesn't make any sense from that perspective. And there's two other things it'll do. One, the second thing is it will eliminate the portfolio standard. Now, they currently the portfolio standard says you have to have 25% of your energy come from renewable sources by 2025, and that's controlled by the PUC. They have one company that they have to watch, and it's doable. This will literally be every company in the United States, and it will be impossible to regulate that. And so you're going to be buying energy at the price point of fuel. The price point of fuel right now, the cheapest is natural gas and then coal. And so, you know, we don't have any hydro here or anything like that. That's all consumed by the states that have it. But those are the two places where you're going to be buying dirty energy, whereas right now these lights are powered by about 21% renewables right now, or 22%. That's where NV Energy is today. And the third thing that's wrong with it is it's a constitutional amendment. The problem with putting something as complex as this in the Constitution is that the only way then the legislature can go back and change it after they do it is to amend the Constitution again, which is a five-year process, two votes of the people. And if they get it wrong, which oftentimes happens, then it will be impossible to make an adjustment without this lengthy process and a lot of money.
There are so many pieces to this. You know, deregulation we saw with the airline industry lowered the costs eventually so that people can travel all over the world and pick and choose what things they want to be able to have. If you want to fly on the cheapest airline and take no bags and take no carry-ons and don't drink any water, you can fly dirt cheap. But if you want to do the add-on pricing, you can do that. We've had government insistence on change with renewables here for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And so we're paying a lot more for those renewables because they are more expensive than the other products that you're referring to. But bottom line, California has a need for 50% renewables in their portfolio. And Nevada, a lot of companies are trying to produce that electricity in Nevada to send to California. It just seems like this thing is not as simple and as cut and dried. You've got about 10 seconds to answer, basically.
Well, the electricity is something you need to live. Airlines are not. And so that's the difference between those two types of deregulation. Currently, NV Energy has 1,000 megawatts of solar in the desert down there in El Dorado Valley, and with plans of expanding it even further.
So why have they remained? All that. Why have they remained neutral on this?
Well, they're put in a bad spot, right? It looks like it's self-serving to them. They will still be here in a deregulated market. They will own all the wires. You will still have to. And the problem is, all those stranded costs are not NV Energy. I would submit it's ours, the ratepayers.
Do this for me. Come back before Election Day so we can talk some more about this, okay? And I'm going to bring somebody on the other side so you can have a good debate.
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. Thank you. Danny Thompson. Thanks, we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Joe Hack's and Donald Trump's views on women are disturbing. Hack voted to defund Planned Parenthood 10 times. He was even willing to shut down the government over it. And they both outlaw abortion.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
While Heck co-sponsored legislation to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape, Donald Trump and Joe Heck are not for you. DSEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Hillary
Hillary Clinton won't change Washington. She's been there 30 years. Taxes went up. Terrorism spread. Jobs vanished. But special interests and Washington insiders thrived. Donald Trump will turn Washington upside down. Day one. Real change that puts Americans first. A vote for Hillary is a vote for more of the same. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chris Wicke is here. He's a member of the Democratic National Committee and a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. And Trey Abney is Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. So, the third debate. Some folks are saying the big winner last night was Chris Wallace of Fox News.
You know, I think he did an excellent job. And I think this was a debate that had the most meat in it in terms of drilling down on various important topics and contrasting the two candidates' positions on it. So I think that whatever he did, or it was the candidates, I don't know what the magic was, but it was a very substantive debate.
Well, I think part of it was that he actually tried to put some control in there, so when people were trying to go way long, that they couldn't get past him, and so they eventually had to shut up. What do you think the biggest points made on either side were?
Well, I think on economic points, I think you got to hear both of them try to explain their economic programs. You know, Hillary Clinton talking about, I think a primary feature of hers is raising taxes on the wealthiest, the people that have benefited the most from the economy in the last 10 years. And I do think Donald Trump lost focus quite a bit on his, but he did talk about lowering taxes across the board. One thing where he never did explain, he was challenged by Chris Wallace, that his numbers don't add up. And he lost focus again and didn't really address why he thinks his numbers add up, except for this general claim that his $10 or $20 trillion deficit would create jobs, and therefore that deficit would magically disappear.
By the way, that's a pretty broad swath there. It was actually a $20 trillion deficit.
Well, I know that Clinton said $20 trillion, and I think I've read some that maybe it was a $10 trillion. So, who knows? But it's a big number because you're cutting taxes by a huge amount under Trump's plan with no way to pay for it.
Well, and you finally had a debate that showcased the traditional differences between Democrats and Republicans, right? Because the other two debates were all about Trump and sexual harassment and all this crazy untraditional things that have been going on this year. And so finally you had a discussion on the Supreme Court, and each candidate gave pretty traditional Republican and Democratic answers, I thought, on tax cuts versus raising taxes on the wealthy. That's a pretty traditional difference. And so Trump, for what it's worth, I think kind of finally came across as a more traditional Republican in that sense. So there wasn't any new ground broken as far as these two candidates. Nobody was really outside the lane or outside their box, I don't think, on those issues.
Well, I would differ with you about new ground being broken, which is the discussion that was occurred earlier, that I think, as far as anybody knows, for the first time in American history, you had a candidate saying, I'm undecided whether I'm going to accept the results of the election. And as was mentioned, in the context of what Donald Trump has been saying leading up to these debates, I think Hillary Clinton was right on the mark when she said it's appalling and horrifying for somebody to say that.
His answer was ridiculous, but, and I'm not here to defend Donald Trump by any stretch of the imagination, I think most of what his comments have been, as far as being rigged, is this, you know, mainstream media, everybody's out to get me, being kind of rigged. Not that somebody's going to come in here and actually rig voting machines, which, as we know, they can't be done. Now, he did mention Philadelphia, Chicago, but these are cities that aren't strangers to issues that have gone on. And so I think the whole rigged thing has kind of taken on its own a new life, like he said that somebody's going to come in and somehow affect the voting machines.
Well, I think he's been very definitive that he thinks the election is going to be rigged from a conspiracy between Hillary Clinton and international bankers and the news media and whomever else he mentions at the time. But the point is, I think, is very disturbing that people, his followers, will be given an excuse not to accept the election. That's the real point of the thing.
And what is your concern if that were to be the case?
I think the uncertainty. I think that you have to, in this democracy, you have to have faith in the election system, or why are we bothering to do all of this?
But wouldn't it go to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the Gore Bush thing is a perfect example of how things should be handled. And at the end, Gore accepted.
And let's face it, both sides, if they know what they're doing, already have all the lawyers lined up.
Yeah. They do that every time now, yeah.
Yeah, in advance. So it's not like this is something that would be unheard of.
No, absolutely.
Well, I beg to differ. It's unheard of for a candidate to say in advance of the election, I'm not telling you whether I'm going to accept the election or not. That is unheard of.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that if that were to occur, then everything is already in place legally on both sides of this.
Except the reaction of the Trump people. Who knows?
The Trump supporters?
Yeah.
But you didn't see the Gore supporters going out and rioting?
No, but I think it's a totally different context that's being created prior to the election.
Well, and, you know, Trump has kind of built his whole persona on this. We don't trust the establishment. We can't trust what's going on. So it's not too outside the realm of possibility that even if Trump never said that, that his supporters, when he loses, and that's my prediction, are going to say, hey, this is garbage. We don't believe any of this. And so there's this anti everything sentiment that has bubbled up, and you know
the other crazy thing.
We're out of time.
Oh, darn.
Good work, man. Thank you. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, the AAA card. We call it the Get It card. Need a tow? Get it. Need gas? Get it. Need your tire changed? Get it. Need a jump start or even a new battery? Get it. Need your car unlocked? Get it. 24/7, anytime, anywhere, all by skilled service technicians. And unlike some other roadside services that only go with you and your car, the AAA card goes with you no matter whose vehicle you're in. Plus, you'll get discounts for shopping, restaurants, hotels, car repairs, and more, which can easily pay for the cost of membership. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. $56. Over 56 million members think it's worth every penny. The AAA card. Call now and get it.
Get this roadside flashlight free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-356-8233.
Need cash? Need it now? Then turn your title into cash with Title Max.
I got $1,000.
$2,500.
$10,000.
Approval is so fast, you can get your cash in as little as 30 minutes. Best of all, Title Max accepts all credit types. So next time you need cash, take your title to Title Max and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com.
Get your title back with Title Max.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.